important to you to kind of get that out the way right away and come in and start your business?
Yes, it was a pretty important part of it. Kind of wanted to get that part of the deal out of the way, and so I could focus more on mentally getting ready for practice and things like that, getting myself physically ready, and more so focusing on the playing part aside from the business part.
Have you been working left and right tackle or just right tackle out here?
Just right tackle.
Do you think someday that you can move to the other side?
I mean, of course, as a player, you know, I feel like I could do it. But right now, the coaches have me at right tackle, and that's where they want me to be to, you know, play my part on the team. Then that's where I'll be. And if they decide to make that move later on, then, of course, I'm behind them.
Well, last year was your first year starting, I think, at Virginia Tech. Were you, from day one, were you, you wanted to capitalize on an opportunity to be able to possibly be a player that gets drafted?
You mean back at Tech?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I kind of just approached it as it was my one and only shot that I had this past season to you know, prove that I am a good player and prove that I can play this game. And I just wanted to take full advantage of that opportunity and perform to my absolute best and beyond that. And I feel as though I did that. And I feel like the Broncos and, of course, the NFL took notice of it, and it's starting to pay off.
In terms of the draft, coming to Denver, was that a team that was on your radar entering the draft weekend?
I believe Denver was my final visit. Yeah, Denver was my final visit. And so, of course, I you know, knew they were one of the teams that were interested, you know, bringing me all the way out here and whatnot. So they were definitely one of the teams looking.
Going back to when you first got to Tech, what do you think compelled them to move you from defensive line to offensive line?
Actually, Virginia Tech recruited me as a left tackle coming out of high school. And that summer when I reported, I believe it was the second or third week that I was there in July, Coach Foster decided to move me to defensive tackle and played there that fall and moved back to offense. And from there on, it was just back and forth between right tackle and right guard. But I feel as though what compelled them to make that move was I was a fairly athletic big man. So I guess they wanted to, you know, test me out on that side, see if I would be able to develop into a player that they could use on defense. And I guess they felt as though they needed more on offense than defense.
Speaking of your athleticism, you had a good combine workout, really high in a lot of categories. How important do you think was that for pushing you into the draft as opposed to being undrafted?
I'd say very important. Because going into the season, I was basically a question mark. No one knew who I was. And, of course, putting together the season that I had, it kind of, you know, raised my eyebrows, like, who is this guy? I feel like the combine was the icing on the cake that kind of I had to show up there for that to be the ultimate eye-opener, where I felt as though going into it, I could do what I did at the combine. I just wanted to let it show. And that was my main goal, just to allow the combine to be that opportunity to show up and let the team know I'm here, I can play, I can perform, and I'm just as good as the rest of you guys here. You just didn't know me.
You've only had 2 days of practice, and they've been pretty quick, but have you been able to take much from Coach Magazu already working with your position coach?
In these 2 days, I'm not going to lie to you, I've learned a lot in these last 2 days. It's been a mental beatdown, but at the same time, you just have to stay composed and listen to what coach is saying and you know, learn from your mistakes every day. There's always something that can be fixed. So it's a nice size learning curve, but I feel like I'm handling it pretty well.
How did your playing a little bit on the defense in college help your offensive game?
I would say it kind of allows you to get into the mind of a defensive player, you know, kind of get an idea of what they're thinking coming off the ball, how they go about processing, throwing moves at you, how they read keys off of your stance, off of what you're doing. And you can kind of counteract that when you're on the offensive side, because you can kind of think how he's thinking, if that makes sense.
Why 77?
I had 77. I actually changed the number to 70. I picked 77 because it was one of the numbers available. I thought it was a pretty good number. But once 70 opened up, my old high school number, they asked me that I wanted. And I felt as though since I'm back in orange and blue, my old high school colors, might as well go back to the high school number too.